Case number 12782, Sierra Village, seeks variances from the separation distance requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Atlantic Avenue, Lot E74, within the Sierra Village Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 20040 Atlantic Avenue in Rehoboth Beach. Zoning district is AR1, tax parcel District 334, MAP 13, parcel 310, Unit 3148. The applicant is seeking eight variances on this lot. They are 9.2-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the landing to the HVAC unit on Lot E76, a 6.1-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the landing to the mobile home on Lot E76, a 2.1-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from manufactured home to the manufactured home on Lot E76, a 2.1-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the manufactured home to the shed on Lot E76, a 1.4-foot variance from the 10-foot separation requirement from shed to shed on Lot E76, a 4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the shed to the manufactured home on Lot D75, a 7.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from manufactured home to the manufactured home on Lot D75, and a 6.5-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the HVAC unit to the landing on Lot E72. Again, we have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and 178 mail return.
Just to the record, we have Kate Bennett in front of us, and she's been sworn in previously, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're up again.
Again. Last one, I promise. In regards to uniqueness of the property, our lots are uniquely narrow, and the dimensions create a challenge placing manufactured homes and maintaining minimum separations between the homes and the accessory structures. The lot was laid out with others in the community in the 1950s and 60s, and prior to the current county requirements for separation distances. The lot sizes are small in comparison with the size of the modern manufactured home, and we've selected a floor plan for this home that is comparable to other new homes in the community, but we're still unable to place it on the lot with the required setbacks. The narrow shape of the lot and the previous build-out of the surrounding adjacent lots makes it difficult to place a new manufactured home on the property consistent with others in the neighborhood. And additionally, I did bring, I don't know if the board is allowed to look at it, but a photo to help you understand the lot. Am I able to give that to you?
You can. Give it to Ms. Norwood there.
I'm sorry? Okay. I just wanted to help the board understand this particular street is heavily tree-lined, and we have a very significant lot modification cost to remove the trees on it, which is why we chose the placement on the lot that we did. Moving it forward would cause us to remove additional trees.
So the trees in the front yard?
The trees in the front yard, correct. Okay. So we prefer to leave as many trees as possible on the lot. Moving to cannot otherwise be developed. Due to the uniqueness of the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code. Proposed to place a normal width size manufactured home that is consistent with others in the community and a standard size shed that is consistent with other homes in the community, but unable to do so without violating the separation distance requirements between the neighboring manufactured homes and accessory structures such as the sheds. The variances are necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Without said variance, we cannot develop the property. And that the circumstances are not created by the applicant. The property is quite narrow, which greatly limits the buildable area thereof, as do the trees that I've shown in the picture. It appears impossible for a home to be placed on the property without violating separation distances or requiring additional cost, exponential cost, to remove all of the trees on the lot. And the exceptional practical difficulty was created by unique conditions of the property and the development of the adjacent lots. We propose that this will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use and development of the adjacent property, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare of the community. And lastly, that this is the minimum variance required in order to afford relief, and that the variances requested represent the least modification possible of your regulations which are at issue, and the home is the narrowest currently available and minimizes the need for variances on the property. That's all.
Everything? Questions?
Ditto, ditto, and ditto. I would make the comment that what you're proposing actually improves the distance between 72 and 74. So, again, with tightness all around, what you're proposing appears to provide relief in width to the neighbors. You're extending further in the back, you know, from a distance standpoint, but it's marked at 12.3, a little bit less on the corner there, but there's no question in there, just a comment.
Mr. Short?
No, she addressed the question that I had about the front, so I have no further questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12782 for Sierra Village?
At this time, there are currently no one on the line.
Anybody else got anything? This time I'll close the public hearing for case 12782 for Sierra Village. Entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12782 for Sierra Village for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. Exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
I would vote aye for the reasons stated and make the comment that you do a nice job, Ms. Bennett. I've said this before in presenting
you.
Your cases.
Try my best.
Very
I'm learning.
Nice
appreciate it.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So the vote of 4-0.
Thank you.
Your case is approved. Additional business?
Yeah, one item. Some sad news. It was noted to me at the beginning of the meeting that former board member Margaret Hudson passed away. She was on the board from 1980 until 1998. I think she's Jeff's
mom,
mother.
Right? Yeah.
Jeff Hudson, our former board member, it was his mother.
Correct.
And he actually, I believe, replaced her on the board when she left.
And she just passed recently?
Yeah, I wasn't aware of it, and I got a note passed to me, and then I did check. There is an obituary in the Cape Gazette, so I'm going to plan to send a note to Jeff. I've served with him. He was on the board for several years.
Can we send
condolences or something on behalf of the board, current board?
Yep.
What would you all like to do?
Send over to the county.
We can talk about it. We have some stuff in the office we can.
Okay.
They're good. Thank you. She was a good long-term.
Yeah, I got to meet her, I think, one time.
I've only heard stories. I never actually met her, but Jeff was always he served the county well for years. So,
Mr. Chairman, I will have to miss February 6th, the meeting.
February 6th?
San Diego.
Poor thing.
I know.
You need me to go with you?
Well, I need a pilot.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.